Words of Arhika. Written by Arhika Ben Anil. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2019 to 2022. Forward. The Words of Arhika is the oldest surviving Samaritan story, with known copies in Aramaic dating back to the 5th century BC. As it has been translated into many languages over the past 2.5 millennia, it now has several names and translations, including the Words of Arhika, the Story of Arhika, and various variations of the name, including Akiacharos from the Greek translation, Ahikuar from the Aramaic translation, Akirios from the Old Slavonic translation, Hakar from the Arabic translation, and Zika from the Armenian translation. This translation uses the most common English variation of Arhika, which is based on a transliteration of the oldest surviving Aramaic version of the name. The oldest fragments of this book found to date were discovered in Elephantine Egypt and date to the 5th century BC, making it a couple of centuries older than the oldest of the Dead Sea Scrolls. While the story is set during the Assyrian captivity of the Samaritans during the 7th century BC, it is generally accepted by scholars that the book was written in its current form in the 6th century BC, during the Babylonian captivity of the Judahites. The primary reason for this dating is the repeated reference to Bola, which is generally accepted as a reference to the Neo-Babylonian god of the 6th century BC named Belu, more commonly called Bel in English based on his appearance in the Septuagint's Book of Daniel, where he was called Bel. This book also repeatedly refers to the highest god El Elyon, the ancient Canaanite and Israelite god from the Torah, however does not mention Yahweh, and therefore does not appear to have been written by a Judahite. As Tobit claimed to be Arhika's uncle, and a Naphtalite captive in Assyria, this indicates that Arhika was viewed as being a Samaritan, and not a Judahite at the time that Tobit was written. While Bola was the Aramaic translation of Belu, it was also the Aramaic translation of the Canaanite term Baal, more commonly spelled as Baal in English based on the Hebrew spelling of Baal meaning Lord or Husband. This means that if the text was written by a Samaritan during the Neo-Assyrian era, the term would have been a common Canaanite word used in Samaria for the Lord, or at least a Lord. According to all historical evidence, and the written evidence in the Septuagint and Masoretic text, the Israelites at the time were using the term Baal to refer to several gods, including the god worshipped at the temples in Jerusalem and Samaria. Nevertheless, by the era of the oldest surviving fragments of Arhika, the term does appear to have been interpreted as a reference to the Neo-Babylonian Bel, likely because the Israelites had stopped referring to their gods as Baal by that era. Based on the Aramaic language Elephantine papyri, several Israelite deities were being worshipped at the Israelite temple in Elephantine in the early 5th century BC, including Yahweh, Anat, and Bethel. Bel does not appear to have been worshipped at the temple at the time, meaning that the words of Arhika would have already been viewed as a somewhat heretical historical text, much like the early rabbinical view of Daniel, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Ezekiel, Job, and Enoch. Nevertheless, as Elephantine was the southern frontier of the Persian Empire at the time, and the Israelite community had existed there for centuries, at least since the Babylonian destruction of Judah, and probably since the Assyrian destruction of Samaria, the text would have held a historical significance to the Israelites living there, regardless of